And he was so excited that I got it. You kind of had to get the rhythm of it. And I climbed up, and we got up into the upper part of the attic, and he was opening boxes and showing me things. And at one point I thought, he looks like he's about in his 60s, and he has brownish red hair, but when I was little, he was 98, and he had white hair. And it didn't register that it was a dream, but something, I started to go, how can that be data? But I know it is. And I woke up, and I just thought, that was amazing to dream of him when I didn't really know him that well. But it just, it's been a really fun thing, and I just think I'd share it for anybody else who wanted to do it. It's something that the ancestry, you know, my mom's studying the genealogy, she's getting all the facts and data, and I keep telling her, you know, see if you can talk to them, ask them to help you. When you don't know who someone is in a picture, ask them to tell you in a dream. And so for what that's worth, it's been a fascinating experience for me.
All right, that's a very good story to share. The way of developing your point of reference outside of the physical world. And yes, those creaks and settling noises that you hear in the night, and lots of times even during the day, you have ruminations and thoughts about relatives, people, friends. And every time you do, there is a, let's say, it's like calling someone up. Whether they are discarnate, meaning whether they are no longer in body, or whether they are in body. When you think of someone, then you are opening a direct line. Again, it is like dialing a phone number to them. You usually do this so automatically or with such a dismissive nature or on many channels at once that you do not always are not always focused enough to pay attention to see what corresponding answer comes back to you. You follow this? Mm-hmm. For example, any of you can walk around your homes, and more than likely, just as Bob is able to claim the lineage of his grandfather's clock, you have things around your houses and your possessions that others have given you as gifts, or you've inherited a bit of this from one member of the family or another. And sometimes you dust the things or move them or you look at them and have a thought. But that thought, again, directly links to that person. Or sometimes you may be thinking of the person and then suddenly your eyes rest upon a gift that that person gave you. Mm-hmm. So the correspondence that is ongoing between the living and the dead and amongst the living themselves is quite remarkable. Another aside here to add, our vehicle, when she was in Arizona a few moons ago, she was with some people who were visiting with some people who were former Mormons. And they said to her, well, if you want to find your genealogy, you don't have to pay money for it. Our vehicle said, oh, I got something in the mail from some sort of registry out of Utah. They said, oh, that's just the money makers. You can go to Church of Latter-day Saints or something like this. And we are not talking about the group in Texas there. They are a branch off from it. But Church of Latter-day Saints, Mormons, and type in ancestry and go under the link and you can type in your name and for free something will pop up and give you the lineage of your bloodline. And some of them go back quite far. Mm-hmm. So something to think about there. Some people think, well, I don't know much about my family. But imagine if you could get some lineage in a chart that goes back 800,000 years or something. It might give you even deeper recesses into the lines of time of what ancestors you can speak of. Ancestors that, yes, are blood related, but they are not within your close proximity. And yet they would still be available for conversation, for information. You do all want to be very careful when you are making contact with non-physical reality. There are lots of troublesome and sometimes just playful entities and spirits who, if they sense there is a reaching out, and when you reach out and you have a lot of emotionality with that reaching, or passion with that reaching, or care and love,